proclamation number 4850 dated the March 3rd, 1950. I will remain with you. Single quote. I will send you the comforter. Single quote. I will remain with you always until the end of time. These words alone should be enough for you to also believe in my working amongst you, as well as being an explanation for all kinds of revelations which emerges the working of the Spirit. Furthermore, the fact that I am in the midst of my own was proclaimed by me with the words I said to my disciples, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Single quote. Thus, the prerequisite for my presence, and therefore also for the working of my Spirit, is faith in the power of my name, a confession of me as the Redeemer of humanity. Thus you should gather in my name if you want to hear me myself in the form of my word, in the form of revelations from the spiritual kingdom. Each one of my statements is a spiritual revelation which, however, all people could hear through the voice of the Spirit, as I have promised. I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth and will remind you of me. Single quote. It will remind you of everything I have said to you. Single quote. Hence, through the voice of the Spirit you will hear the same words, and you will know that it is I who is speaking to you, that they are my words I want to remind you of again. And you will remember me, for my words are spirit and life if you hear them through the inner voice. They are not merely empty words which are only heard by the ear. Instead, they penetrate your heart. After all, I myself am speaking to you through the voice of the Spirit, and I use the same words as during my life on earth, so that you will recognize me in them. However, you won't recognize my presence by these words alone. It is the spiritual meaning concealed within, which can only be grasped by an enlightened spirit, by a person whose way of life allows for the working of the Spirit. He understands everything and in turn can instruct people who are still spiritually unawakened. My word has to be explained to them, otherwise they interpret it literally and subsequently won't be able to recognize either my love or my wisdom. Indeed, they frequently only interpret the meaning of the letter and gain little or no spiritual knowledge at all. But I myself am among you and want to educate you, and therefore I bless each person who prepares his heart as an abode and accepts me therein and eagerly listens to what I reveal to him. But he is also a doer of my word and therefore recognizes its spiritual meaning. He will hear me myself speak and allow me to speak to his fellow human beings to whom I want to reveal myself, so that my promise will come true. I will remain with you always until the end of time. I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Single quote. Amen.